Welcome home. We are WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I need to come up with a new nickname for the show. I used to say Sports Forum. Just Baltimore Positive. That's where to find me. That's what I told the people in Ohio if they were looking for me during Browns or Bengals season. Our friends at the Maryland Lottery are putting us out on the road doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. The Gold Rush Sevens Doubles will be giving these away at Fadley's when the Cheatstros come to town a little later on this month. Also, our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions, keeping the water crystal clear in my glass, as well as in my shower and everywhere else. And our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare, keeping us in perfect condition to, and I should point this out, Jiffy Lube did do the oil change. My wife had it all done right across from the Curio on York and Timonium Road. And I put a lot of miles of 97 degrees out in Pittsburgh when I was driving up the mountain, then down the mountain, then to Ohio to see my dear friend Thomas Dolby and his Totally Tubular 80s tour, as well as the great Sammy Hagar, along with Michael Anthony, Jason Bonham, Joe Satriani, and Loverboy. Always going to give Loverboy a shout. So I went to Cleveland, and I made the turn on I-70 Sunday morning, and I got this long drive out to Ohio, and I'm seeing Bernard and my buddy Munch Bishop, and I feel bad I didn't invite Reg. I feel like a jerk now because I found that out later on. But you get to the right before you even get to Turf Valley. There's a sign that says, like, the moon, 12 billion miles,
yes.
San Francisco, 3,100 miles. It's like the sign in Ocean City when you cross the Assawoman Bay, which used to make us laugh there. And you see the sign, and it says Columbus, Ohio. And I thought of you, Leonard Raskin.
There we
I thought,
go.
You know, there's a Columbus, Ohio sign. And then there's somewhere out, like, around Hancock or around wherever where you break off and you can either go to, like, Cumberland, and it says Columbus.
Yep.
And I'm like, nah, I need Pittsburgh. And
right.
I did something. Can I throw myself on the mercy of my financial advisor for
something really stupid
I did? I spent a few too many dollars on tolls. Let me tell you why. Here's what happened.
Uh-oh.
You have a son. You love him, right?
Absolutely.
Does he love you back?
One's hoping.
Yeah, does he talk to you all the time, or does he try to avoid you sometimes?
No, he's pretty good. We talk a lot.
Okay, but he's 21. My
kid rolls his eyes every now and then. I get the eye roll, you know.
Kid's 39. Are there times where you call him and he's like, "Dad, I don't want to talk to you right now. I'll call you later." Is that happening?
Oh yeah, sure.
Okay,
all right. He doesn't even answer. He'll send me a text later.
This is what I'm talking about. Okay, so my kid's twice your kid's age. Okay,
right.
He's married. He's got his own gig. He's got his own thing, right? And I don't talk to him. We don't do as much as, like, I would like to do. He knows this. But we do things, and he's been on the show. We have, you know, we do our thing. So, but he's old and boring, right? So when I invite him to concerts and stuff, or, hey, dude, you want to go to New York and see the Black Crows? Yeah.
No.
Okay. Dude, stay home. So that's where I am. So I'm driving down the mountain 5.5 hours home on Sunday in a rainstorm. Listen to great classic rock. I had Munch Bishop on this week, a free plug for Michael Stanley and the Michael Stanley Band, a song called My Town I heard. So I heard great music, Mario Speedwagon. I left Cleveland. They were begging me to stay for Def Leppard, Journey, and Cheap Trick at the baseball stadium. I'm like, okay, I got to get home, get my car home, and get work done. So, you know, I'm coming through, like, the upper Pittsburghian area, and my kid loves Pittsburgh, and his wife, they went to an arts festival up there, and I'm like, maybe he's got a lunch place for me. So I literally just called him from the road on the toll road.
Right.
I'm above Pittsburgh. I'm coming into Pittsburgh, Butler up that way, seeing the Oakmont. There's an Oakmont stop where, like, you can buy all the Oakmont 2025 golf gear because the U.S. opens there next year. I get on the phone with him in Butler. I pulled over in Somerset because I had to get off the side. So I was on the phone with him like an hour and a half.
Oh.
And he was just like telling me stories. And we're talking. So I don't even know, like, we're just talking, right? So look, I got to pee. I got to get out. I got to stretch. I got to get back. I got to get that. So get off in Somerset. Fine. Okay. I'm going to get back on the road. He was going to San Francisco and needed some advice. So I said, all right. I get back on the road, and I'm just driving along 80 miles an hour because you do that up there.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm scooting along, and the next thing I know, I'm like, dude, I got to go. I think I took a wrong turn. This isn't Breezewood.
Uh-oh.
And the next thing you know, I'm on 70, whatever the hell it is. I'm on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. I stayed on the Turnpike. I didn't get off at Breezewood,
right.
Which is the first time in my life I've ever been on this road. And it's such a nice piece of road. But then I got the toll report. It was like another $8, $12 because I stayed on the road. But I wound up going through Harrisburg, and it cost me like 12 minutes longer.
Yeah,
but
it's
I had
a nice
beautiful
ride.
Drive. It's a
it's a
beautiful
nice ride.
ride. So do you have,
Absolutely.
do you go that way or do
We
you?
so our history is my wife, so Kathy, she's really funny. She doesn't trust GPS. This is great. She
Oh,
doesn't
Jesus.
trust the
Always
GPS.
trust the GPS
Wait,
now.
wait, wait. She goes to what the hell was it? Help
Waze?
me.
Is it Waze?
No,
No.
before GPS. On the computter.
Rand McNally?
The map app.
MapQuest.
MapQuest, you
MapQuest, yeah.
got it. Thank you. It's a quiz. MapQuest and prints out the directions.
Because MySpace is unavailable.
And then and then that's what she uses.
And the
Now,
CompuServe CDs don't work anymore.
right. And the Garmin on the dash that falls off into your lap. So Matthew and I put in the GPS, and our philosophy is wherever she says to go, we go.
So
So
we went to
let
Australia.
check this out.
My
I got pulled over. Go
wife has
ahead.
turned the Google guys, the guy that
Yeah,
talks,
yeah.
into the Australian guy. Guy sounds like
Absolutely.
Hugh
Have to.
Jackman.
Have to.
So whenever she
We
takes
did
over
that
the
in Ireland.
GPS,
We do that in Ireland.
we get the
Absolutely.
Australian guy. Yeah.
Absolutely. So I'm cruising. One time I'm cruising home, and I was, like you said, doing 80. I might have been doing 95. I don't know. And the lights go on, really annoying. I'm in a hurry. Now they slow me down because they're pulling me over. So the guy comes up and he says, where are you going? And I said, Baltimore. Now we were way up in Ohio still. I said, Baltimore. And he says,
In Ohio, they have the hats and everything.
He says,
Yeah.
he says, you're a long way from home. I said, yeah, drop my son off at Ohio State, cruising back home. And he says, do you know where you are? And I said, nope. I said, I held up my phone. I said, I just go where she tells me. And he says, he comes back, has my license registration, goes back to his car. He comes back, hands me a warning, and he says, she should tell you to slow down. I said,
Well, I
all
didn't have
right.
that problem, but I did
Oh,
make the wrong turn. I was headed toward Harrisburg,
it's
and
a
then I
great
thought,
ride. I go whatever
you
it
know
says. So
what?
I've been that way. I've been a lot of different ways back and forth to Columbus.
I didn't even know that road existed, and I wound up
Yeah,
on it. I just thought,
yeah.
like, when you come down the mountain, you just go to Breezewood, and I'm driving, and I'm like, I was 12, 15 miles. I pulled over the rest stop, and I'm like, I might as well just go to Harrisburg now.
That's
I mean,
right.
the
That's
GPS
right.
is telling me to go that way at
That's
this point,
exactly right.
and it
We've
really
gone
wasn't.
past, you go out past Nemacolin. We've gone out that way and through
Oh,
the mountains. Yeah,
falling
through the
water.
mountains, through the one lane, two lane roads, through the little towns and
Well,
everything.
this brings
Oh
me
man,
full circle because I almost
all
stopped in
over.
Latrobe because the
Yeah, there
Steelers are
you go.
practicing,
There you
so I
go.
could have done that. So
Yeah,
I did
we
it a
go whatever
weekend.
way she says.
It's like Barry Manilow did the weekend in New England back when he fell in
Yeah.
love back in the 70s. I did a weekend in Ohio with Thomas Dolby, Bernard McKinney, Munch Bishop, and the great Sammy Hagar, Mike
You went
Marino.
back to Ohio. Your city was gone.
And I saw Chrissy Hynde since the last time you and I
There
got
you
together.
go. There
Last
you
Sunday
go.
night, I saw her do that song at
Right.
the Warner Theater.
How
So
about it? How
I've had a
about it?
rock and roll
You've
kind of summer.
been doing it.
We saw Train, REO
Wow.
Speedwagon,
Wow.
and Yacht Rock Revue last Friday up in Camden. So I've done a lot of drive. My back feels great. I'm back on the mat. Thank you, Planet Fitness.
There
I
you
have
go.
not had any crabs over Costas, but I'm coming with my Raskin Global thing. But I tell you, I haven't purposely avoided you, or certainly
No,
not
we've been
Wendy or.
busy. I've been busy. I've had a lot of family. We've had the graduation party, and we coupled it with the going away party.
And your kid's going to
So
Ireland, so
he's
like you got
going to
all that.
Ireland. We're a
So
couple
you
few
get that's
weeks
your
from.
summer. Wendy Braunfels been on
Absolutely.
vacation. John Martin's out this week, even the Guardians week. And I have all these Cleveland stories to tell him about blah, and he's gone. So like everybody's like Bill Cole. I haven't seen him in a month. I haven't seen him since Vegas. So all my regulars around here, it's
Yeah.
summer and I'm feeling that. But
We're
part of that,
beaching. We're beaching
and
and
but
we're
you're
getting ready
watching the
for
Orioles.
Ireland.
Everybody I
Watching the Orioles.
know is watching the
Absolutely
Orioles,
watching the
right?
Orioles. Absolutely. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun. And I thought the trade deadline might be more devastating than it was. It
In
looks
what
like
way? In what way?
I thought they would. Well, look, I've met Mike Elias a couple times and I've heard him talk a number of times. And the more I see what he does, the more I believe in what the guy's doing for this team and for its future. He would clearly they could have gone out and gotten a big star pitcher. But he wasn't willing to give up what they were asking for.
And then Holloway hits the grand slam.
Right. Would the guy go 1 for 50? Did he go 1 for 50 the first time up?
They fixed him.
And they took him back
down.
Dude,
he's a 1-1 overall phenom. He's 20 years old and he looks 12.
No doubt about it. The kid is just that. You know, this is the other thing that's really scary, dude. You and me, we've talked about this before. I'm watching the game, and you got around the bases, right? You got Westberg. Well, now you don't.
I mean,
you got,
I was going
to
say,
Gunner.
Let's
you got
not
Gunner.
Write that off. That is
you
the
got
thing.
Holiday.
The Westberg thing's a big deal.
It's a big bad deal. Yeah, he's out till the end of the season. It's over. He's done. Maybe he'll come back for the playoffs. You know, who knows? That's harsh.
That changes the whole dynamic after you deal Norby.
Right. But you know, you can't know that's coming. You can't know it's coming.
Which is a lot like your business at Raskin Global, right?
Exactly right. But you got these 20-somethings, 22s, 20s, 21s playing up there. And I'm watching the game and I'm thinking, my goodness, these kids are even younger than my son. These are kids playing
Holiday
out
is
there.
Younger than the top 8 draft picks in the
this
MLB
year.
Draft this year.
This year.
They're all college kids.
Unbelievable.
And they're all still a year older than him.
Right. Right. Well,
2 years older than him.
That was like Lamar, right? Lamar came into the NFL, and he was younger than the kid that came out of Georgia a couple years ago.
We
26.
Had a lot of that in the NFL. We've had like
yeah,
underage. Yeah. C.J. Mosley was a young guy.
Right.
You know, Ray was a young guy.
Absolutely.
But in
baseball, you know, to see him make the majors at that age is really unusual. You see him in the minors, but you don't see him push through that fast.
Well, and
we
especially
are.
3 months ago, and one of the reasons is you have to pay them back to your finances.
Exactly
and,
right.
And listen,
exactly right.
Lord knows, and you and I've talked about this, and I'm going to write about Mr. Rubenstein and my experiences with the Whistler and how I've been treated and how I've just I'm not kissing anybody's ass to ask Mr. Rubenstein questions he doesn't want to answer anyway.
Right.
But on days like this, when they take on salary.
Yep.
When they take on the outfielder that they didn't need to take on, and
it's
kind of
weird.
It's right, but they're taking on money and taking on potential, not in the way the Yankees have done it, and not
no,
in the way that
not
Peter
insane.
Angelos did it over,
right.
You know, a pasta meal of Picaccio giving away hundreds of millions of dollars to the wrong baseball players.
Yep.
This is a whole different philosophical thing with how. And listen, I had Munch on for an hour. I had breakfast with him in Cleveland. I'm in Tremont out there. How the Indians have handled their business.
Yep.
They're called cheapskates. How the Blue Jays have handled their business. How teams like Tampa signed Eflin, get the money into him, and then just turn him into a couple of players and dump the contract if he's good enough to
how
pitch.
How about the Marlins? Know? Do they even have 2 starters left? They got
these
rid of
fire sales. These
they got
teams
rid of everybody
have,
on the
right?
trade deadline. They got rid of everybody. They traded away, I think, a dozen guys.
And well, in our case, when you get one of their players and they go from that empty blimp where it's 98 degrees out every day in Miami and nobody's there, nobody cares. And then sometimes you fly into New York and you play a game where there's some people or whatever. But moving from that to here, that can't work. But to help
absolutely
Rogers.
Doesn't help your bank account. Got to pay Maryland state income taxes now.
All right. Well, here you go with that. But you know what? But you might get a playoff share.
Hey,
there's
nothing wrong
tax
with
my playoff share.
Nothing. That's right. If I get to hold that World Series trophy up, you can tax me all you want, baby. I'm all for it.
Well, I just think the expectations for you to say, I met Elias, I listened to Elias. You know,
I think he's wise. I think he's doing the right thing. He's not irrational. He's got it thought out. I heard him interviewed, and he talked about why they did what they did, who they picked. It's never a happy time to get rid of some great guys, you know, young talent that you're going to get rid of. But they didn't have a spot. They weren't going to get up to the big leagues. They weren't going to have many at-bats. Maybe they'll get a fresh new start. Somebody will look at them anew. Good for them. So, and you still have the core of your top draft picks. And man, you know, like you said, Westberg down, Mateo down. That was did you see that incident with Mateo?
Yeah. I mean, and then
that
and,
was
and
an
how about
ugly.
McCann with
oh
the thing
my
on his face,
goodness,
right?
Dude. I don't know if you saw, I posted out there on the social. That's a hockey player in a baseball uniform.
They're taking on football injuries the last 3
I mean,
weeks now that
right,
the West
Coast
things happen, you know?
How about McCann? 95 miles an hour to the nose, gushing like a geyser onto the batter's box. And he says, I want to stay in the game. How do they let him stay in the game?
Yeah, concussion protocol? What, he got
Right. Is this
something?
not happening? But he
Yeah.
did. He stayed in the game and he gave him Adley for the second game and the rest of the series. But then to look at him that night, the next day, dude looked like a hockey player. I was impressed. And he had his nose all plugged up and he was gushing out the gauze. And but he played. I said, that's a hockey player, man. That game, big respect. Big
You know,
respect for
Luke and
him.
I spent so much time on Monday talking about the trade deadline and possibilities and relief pitching. We talked
Yeah.
it blue, and we never even got to McCann. We got to him on Wednesday after the trading deadline.
Right.
Leonard Raskin is our guest, Raskin Global. Please go visit him. Empowering, let's see, I'm going to rewrite from your empowering people to choose their financial future. I'm reading it right from,
Amen.
yeah, right here. It's right on the
Amen.
crab
There it
mallet.
is.
For you, with expectations for the
Yes.
team,
Yes.
we've talked so much about Mr. Rubinstein's money. And by the way,
Yeah.
and I full tip of the cap to you, as Mark Viviano retires, you were the one that was the scoop guy that told me last year. You were the first one to say to me, like, remember Rosebud
Yeah.
in Citizen Kane? You
Right.
said to me, David
Rubinstein.
Rubinstein,
David
where have you
Rubinstein.
come through? You said that to me last year, and I'm like, who's that guy? The guy that looks
Right.
like Steve Martin?
Right.
And you know, Alan McCallum said, the guy that runs a Kennedy thing? Yeah, like, so now that we are where we are with that, and whatever profile he's with for his ego and the Arrighetti guy and the other money
Whatever it is.
hedge fund managers and
Right.
whatever things they do,
Bloomberg.
how they're going to operate the baseball team, how Katie Griggs, who's now been hired, is going to operate the
Right.
baseball team. You know,
Right.
she's a search engine, excuse me, search firm hire, you know, from Seattle, who worked in,
Yeah.
and I've read the interviews with her. They'll never let me meet her either or ask real questions. The level of expectation for the fans when the weekend began and the trading deadline thing happened and they got Eflin, and you know, because it
I like
unfolded over 4 days.
Sir Anthony. I like
I've
that.
told Luke several times, I said, you know, God bless my parents, my mother's birthday's this week, and I said, but they really should have named me Sir Nestor. You know, I would have preferred that, you
I
know.
wanted to see how he spelled that. I didn't know if it was Sir Anthony, but it's not. It's Sir Anthony.
Oh, if they ever knight people in Dundalk, maybe I'll be a Sir
Maybe you
Nestor.
get that. Maybe you get that. And the other thing I thought was really funny, this has nothing to do with the team playing, but I was catching the broadcast with Ben McDonald the other night, and he was talking about the LSU Hall of Fame. Did you catch that?
No.
Hysterical. They were talking about whether or not he's in the LSU Hall of Fame. And he said he's not, because there's a rule at LSU that you have to have graduated.
Oh.
And he said he needed 3 more years for that. And
Oh.
he mentioned oh geez. Getting old, dude. The basketball player.
Check.
No, not Shaq. Shaq went back and got his degree.
That's
We're
right.
talking old days. Old days, the best. Like,
Maravich.
yeah, is not in the
All
LSU
you have to
Hall of Fame.
see, I know a lot about sports,
Right,
Leonard.
right.
I really
I know
do.
that's why I said it, but I couldn't get his name. But he's not in the
I
LSU
people
Hall
think
of Fame.
that I'm like, I'm not paying
You're
attention,
just
or
some
that
guy.
I
Just
have
some guy talking.
amnesia about doing this
Right,
for
right.
55 years.
But
Yes, but
he's not in the LSU Hall of Fame because he didn't graduate.
wow.
So
But you know, I have to think about all the other LSU great players that played on the
right.
football team. I mean,
Right.
we had the knucklehead running around the wide receiver last year. You know, we there there's LSU's had a lot
With
of football
Shaq,
players.
they did. They have. Shaq went back and got his degree. And Ben said it would take him 3 more years. He came out a little early. So they were trying to start a they said, here's what
But he
they
was the
said.
1-1. He came out right on
Right.
time. If he's
They
my
said
son.
maybe Mr. Rubenstein knows somebody. Can get him to change the
Oh.
rules. Get him to change the rules. But wow, it's fun to watch this team. If they're hitting, look, I will say this. Two games this year, two games were 0-2 that I went to. I'm just staying home.
All right, dude. I mean,
I'm staying home. I
we
can't
won the
go.
game I went with you last year. I
Yeah, that's
mean,
true.
so.
But I was 1-5 last year.
Now that it's really hot out there, like, it looked
Oh,
uncomfortable Wednesday afternoon,
brutal.
even though Holiday hit the
Brutal.
home run and whatnot. It's like, you know, and I'm not like a
Nasty hot.
prince. I did 2 90-degree nights in Cleveland in the pit sweating. Like
Yeah.
I lost weight over the weekend. So like I'm with you, but there's just something about hot baseball. I'm a little more princely at this point,
Well,
but I did a 98 degree day back in April and it was all fun. I don't really want to do it again.
I had my sister lives in Jersey. She's lived there for years, almost 30 years. And her kids are from Jersey. You know, they're born in Jersey because she's lived there. And my niece has a boyfriend who is a Yankee, big Yankee fan. So we brought him in for the Yankee series. They came in, we got some tickets. And so they were all in their pinstripes. And I was
First time at
smart.
Camden Yards, you said?
Yeah,
Right,
for my
right.
niece, not for the boyfriend. He'd been here a
Okay.
couple times. But I was smart enough to get us third base side club seats in the shade in the afternoon. And we sat there and the whole game, all I could think was if we're on that first base side cooking out there, I would have died. I felt like such an old man.
Well, you know, if an
Yeah,
egg starts to sizzle on it, it's too
it's a
hot a
little
day
too
for me
hot.
to watch
It's a little
baseball.
too hot. But it's great watching. It's great, good
Speaking of
stuff.
that, and
Yes.
like are the basis of our friendship relationship was not Oriole baseball over the last 25 years,
No,
because we haven't talked a whole
Ravens.
lot about that.
Ravens,
Um,
all
yeah, Ravens
football.
back out on the field, and Luke's out there now, and they, you know, Monday and Tuesday, they only allow him to go. So
Yeah.
when practice happens in the middle of the game, or when Lamar speaks in the middle of a game, a
Yeah.
doubleheader, so it's been weird. Luke's worn out, and it's Wednesday, right?
I'll bet.
So. But the Ravens thing has less oxygen, certainly the last week with the trading deadline. There's
Absolutely.
nobody talking about the Ravens offensive line. Certainly, not like in the old days when old Nasty
That's
Nestor
all
had the
there
sports
was.
forum, is we'd be talking about the first preseason game like it
Yep.
matters.
Yep.
Billick would be talking about it like it matters. It would matter a little bit because Lamar would come out and take six snaps and would
Right.
move the ball a little bit and
Right.
punt the ball. And we would be, there'd be 40,000 of us maybe down there, some pretty
Absolutely.
girls in halter tops and you know what, but
Summer,
like,
still the summer.
the preseason was always terrible. It's now completely
It's a week.
buried.
It's a week away, and I haven't even thought about it. The first game's what, the ninth?
Yeah, and but the
And I
games aren't like
haven't
even
even thought about it. It's not even a thing.
they're like worse than scrimmages. But
Yeah, well,
this is
they've
what
gotten
baseball, back
really
when I taught
terrible.
for Free the Birds and I
Yeah.
raised hell and all that, this is what's been like gone. Is that like I built a career the first 10 years doing radio, certainly the first 35 years of my life, 30 years of my life. July was always trading deadline. We get better, we getting worse. We
Right,
traded PJ
right.
Surhoff. He
Then it
cried.
went
Let's go
away.
get David Wells. Let's go sign Jimmy Key. Let's go make a deal and get Benia in here and get Todd Zeal. And I mean, they brought Eli Jimenez in. The first thing I said to Luke Jones, I'm like, I'm gonna date myself now, but he reminds me of Geronimo Baroa. And
Oh,
then I
my
realized
goodness.
that's 27 years ago,
Right,
Leonard.
right. Who knows that guy?
It was 27 years
A
ago.
long time. It's a long time ago.
But we got
Yeah.
football to talk about. So, what are you thinking about with football? What's on, as a fan, what's on your mind?
I think Lamar looks damn skinny.
Oh,
He says he
really?
came in lean. I get it. He looks really skinny. I mean, I guess he's in better shape. That's what he says, but he looks really skinny to me. I'm looking at him going, holy cow, is this guy going to break? I hope he doesn't break. And then in the next breath, what I say to myself is, and this, you're going to laugh at this, that dude's underpaid.
What, Lamar?
How about these contracts these owners are throwing around at guys that have never done anything? Sorry, never done anything. And now we're getting into baseball and NBA type stuff with big guaranteed contracts
See,
for
here's where it is with the
quarterbacks.
quarterbacks. It's
Right.
now a job description, franchise
Yep. Yep.
quarterback. It's not a.
Position.
It's not a performative. It's like saying you're a CEO, you all make $50 million a year.
That's right.
Well, dude, I'm the CEO of a lemonade stand, and you're the
That's right.
CEO of Boeing. We got different
Yep,
gigs,
yep.
and I it's the
They are
same gig,
throwing the
but the
dollars out there.
proficiency level of it. Hey, I had Munch Bishop on this week, and I went and had breakfast with him at this beautiful place called Lucky's Cafe in Tremont. Had the most delicious scones and this. Dinner, a breakfast dinner thing. So we got to talking about the Browns, and he like really, and he's an old timer. He's 43 years on the radio. He dropped the mic on the Browns. He did the pregame show and stuff like that. He just said, I don't want anything to do with the Haslams. I don't want anything to do with Deshaun Watson. This is gross.
Yeah, what is
They're
that?
immoral people. And I don't really want to push that anymore, and I'm done with it. And he's just like more Guardians now. Like, I had an hour long conversation about rock and roll, all this stuff. But like, I was at lunch with him. I'm like, you know, the Ravens have thrown me out, and it's made me, and they're going to find this out in a couple of weeks. It's made me more apt to think that they need more oversight and less fans. And in regard to the Browns, like what they've done to their fan base, and by the way, I like
Terrible.
Joe Burrow's hair. I know how much you hate Joe Burrow. I've already the Steelers. Did you see the Steelers
With the
had a
light.
cage match at practice on Wednesday? Did you see the video of this?
I have not yet, but I've heard.
Oh my God! I mean, it was like Tomlin was going to jump in off the top rope. What the hell's
Wow.
going on up in
Wow.
Latrobe up there? Are they
It's
drinking
nuts.
too many Rolling Rocks?
Too
I mean,
many
so the
buckets of
division
rocks.
itself. Cleveland's over under 6 wins on them, right? Flacco's gone. Cincinnati, dude, that kid's a winner. Watch out for Joe Burrow. But the Ravens are
Still think
perceived by
he's
everybody to be a guaranteed
class of
11, 12 win
themselves,
team,
class
right?
amongst themselves.
Derrick Henry getting off the bus, looking
Absolutely.
good.
Absolutely. Looks
I mean,
great.
but the offensive line is the question for
Offensive
everybody.
line. Look, it's the same thing as always. It's the offensive line and it's health. You got the offensive line, you got good health. There is no excuse for running the ball 21 play calls in a row in the championship game against the Chiefs. That's all there is to it. I don't care where you're playing. No excuse. You got Derrick Henry. You got Lamar Jackson. You can't lose that game again. And the bottom line, we've discussed it a little bit, but this season doesn't start till January. Unless
And
somebody's
man,
hurt.
that's a hell of a thing to say,
Unless somebody's hurt, if they
right?
don't go all the way this year, they failed.
By the way, when
That's
we
it.
get to that point with the Orioles, if something goes wrong and they trip and, you
Yeah.
know, and somehow Zach Eflin F's up game 6 or 3 or whatever he's going
Yeah,
to pitch,
whatever.
like if it doesn't
Look,
go perfectly,
I
other
will
teams are
be,
trying too. The Phillies are good.
everybody's trying. And my thing about the Orioles, though, is I want to see a playoff series win. I'd like to see them go a little deeper. And if they got to the World Series, it'd be phenomenal. But these are still kids just figuring it out. And so I give them a minute. But if this Ravens team doesn't end up in the bowl, there's a problem. There's a mis there's something's really bad. Something's happened because there's no excuse. I don't care who else we're talking about. I don't see anybody else with, if the line's good and they're healthy, the season doesn't start
But
till
they don't even know who the
January.
line is right now, and
Right.
that's a
That's
little
true.
cumbersome for the
That's true.
franchise. Well, with how much they have invested now in the skill position players, whether it's
Right.
draft picks, whether it's Bateman getting another year,
Yep.
Andrews is being paid to go get the ball, likely went and got the ball. They want to give the ball to Henry. The thing that makes Lamar special are his wheels, and they kind of want to not take that away from him because we would never
No,
take away that toy, but certainly they don't want
but
skinny Lamar running into
now what a
people.
threat you got with him and Henry, and you still have, is Kiefer Mitchell, is not Kiefer, what's his
Keaton.
Keaton, my bad.
You
My
know,
bad. Is he
the
back? Is
vibe on
he
him could be
okay?
mid to end of the
Is that
year.
what it is?
He's out there.
He's
I saw him in not that I see practice. I saw a picture of him with a leg. I
But
will
he's not
inquire.
playing yet.
He's
He's
not going
not
to
playing yet.
play. No,
No.
not right now.
Okay.
Not yet.
So you got to have a healthy Henry and healthy Lamar. You got to have a line, stand him up. But I've said it, I keep saying it. Season starts in January. I mean, I'm going to go to games. I'm going to pay attention. I'm going to watch the NFL because I love it. But tell me how they're doing in January. We'll sit down and have a conversation about the playoffs and the Super Bowl. If that's not here, they blew chunks.
Way Kiefer Mitchell came by the show at
There's a
Fagley's right where
different
you live.
guy.
That's a
There you
different it's
go.
Kiefer and Keaton Mitchell. I don't know him, but I know his dad,
Right.
Anthony. So he's been
Right.
on the show too. Super Bowl 35 hero
There you
in
go.
Tennessee there.
Kiefer's politician.
Well,
Or
used to be
was a
reformed,
politician.
as he used to say. Couldn't afford to be a
Right.
politician anymore.
Right.
Leonard Raskin is here. I am Nestor. You can follow him. Tell me what you do with money at this time of year,
Everything.
summertime. People are, you know, this is the time of year you think, well, I want a boat, or I want a house in Delaware, or I want to get rid of a house in Delaware, get rid of a boat, or I want a place in Florida, or
I want a
you
place in
know,
Alaska
yeah, Trump gets elected,
or
find a
Maine.
cousin in Canada, you know,
Place in
whatever,
Maine.
you know,
Right.
whatever the deal is.
Harris gets elected, you find a place in Canada or
There you go.
wherever. Portugal.
Because you wouldn't
Portugal.
Be safe here from or free from democracy
well,
or
you know, look, let's
free
face
from insurrections
it.
Or
let's
things
face
like
it.
That.
No matter which one of them wins,
she loses,
no matter
she's
which
going to
one
say
of
the
them
election
wins.
is rigged and stay in and bring
Hey,
all of us down
how about
to
your
right
look? How about your
try
home
to hang
planet,
Joe
dude?
Biden, right?
How about
Yeah,
your
come
home
on.
planet? How about your home planet of Venezuela? There, you got
Oh,
a little crazy
dude.
election going on there.
Dude, right? I
Look, the
mean,
bottom line is it's all dirty. It's all dirty.
I called
Something's
Munch
bad
this
there.
week out in Cleveland.
Something's
Said, "You and
bad
I,
in the
all these
hills.
years can get along. There's still peace for God. Hope for peace in Gaza. There's hope
That's
for
right.
peace in Ukraine. There's hope for peace in the
Oh.
Mason-Dixon line. Like all of that. But like to your point, the Venezuelan thing.
Bad news.
Well, you talk
Bad
about
news.
immigration in this country too. There've been 8 million. I saw this
Yes.
Venezuelans that have come to America. My cousin was trying to get here a number of years ago and actually had
Hey,
citizenship
I'm
here.
all for immigration. I just want it to be legal.
Oh,
I'm not for the open borders. But the bottom line, let's face it, back to
I
our
don't think,
money
and I
conversation.
agree with that
Back,
concept
yeah,
of
I know. I know.
making people legal.
Back to our money conversation. I'll give you a quick history story back in 2016. So I may have relayed this to you once more, but I got a call from a woman who is a just a devout liberal, very liberal. She called me 30 days out before the election, Trump and Hillary. You got to get all my money out of the market. You got to get all my money. Why? Trump's going to win. I know he's going to win. The market's going to tank. We're going to have World War III. It's the end of the world. I need my money out of the market. I said, we're not taking your money out of the market. Just not doing it. It's imprudent. Doesn't make sense. The election really doesn't have anything to do with it. The economy will be fine. Your stocks will be fine. Everything will be fine. I'm on the phone with her 40 minutes, half hour, 40 minutes. She agrees. We'll leave it alone. She says to me at the end of the conversation, if this happens, I'm moving in with you. I said, no problem. No problem. A week later, I get a call from a guy. Like he's right of Genghis Khan. Okay. This guy's right wing. You got to get my money out of the market. You got to get my money out of the market. That Hillary wins, the world is over. She's going to start World War III. The history, you know, this is going to be the most horrible place to live in the world. You got to get all my money out. No, we're not taking your money out. Doesn't matter who wins the election. Your money's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. It's what I do. So people think that every instance of who wins an election, Congress, House, Senate, White House, that the world is going to end, that democracy is going to fail, that the country is going to die, that the economy is going to collapse, that the stock market's going to crash. And the big thing people need to do is get in the pool, calm down, cool off. None of it's going to happen. None of them are dictators. None of them are murderers. They're going to come into office. They're going to put forth their proposals. And here's what's most important, Nestor. Our taxes are going to go up. It doesn't matter who's in office. Everybody's taxes are going to go up. We are $35 trillion in debt as a country. We're going broke. We borrow money to give foreign aid, to get kickbacks to whoever gets them, so that all the people in power in politics get rich and all of us work our butts off to get by while they're getting rich. And the ones that don't get rich are the ones that leave quick because they can't stand the swamp and they get out. Now, I'm not saying the rank and file federal employee. I'm talking about literally the politicians. So know your taxes are going to be going up. Know it doesn't matter who wins. Know the market will be fine. The economy will be fine. And ultimately, if you're invested, you'll be fine. And if somebody tells you otherwise, run. Don't walk from them. Run from them. And keep a cooler head and don't worry about it. And that's what we tell people. And our job is, I want to say, 30% science of money and tax and law and so on. It's 50% psychology. I'm talking to people and helping them get through their lives and their money so they can have the opportunity to go to. I want to go to Ohio for a weekend and enjoy myself, and I don't have to worry about can I afford it? I want to go to. I want to send my kid to. I want to be able to help my parents with whatever it is, and not I'm stressed out about this and worried about this because guess what? That just kills you. Stress about money is a horrible thing.
Oh, there's no question about that.
Horrible. And
It's the
we
war.
work with people to
It's the heaviest thing in the world. I can say that as an entrepreneur,
absolutely,
business owner, 10
absolutely.
years removed from ruinous, awful things
Yep,
happening with my
yep.
wife's health and
And it
internal
destroys you.
issues.
It
I'm
destroys
coming up on the 10th anniversary
you.
of
That's right.
my own freedom from going to bed feeling like I was getting an ulcer. You know what I
That's
mean?
right. That's right. And so our job is to help people understand how to handle their money so it doesn't handle them. And we do it with entrepreneurs, we do it with executives, we do it with professionals. We help people handle their money. And the sooner you can start, the better your future will be. They say the best time to plant a tree is 30 years ago. Second best time is right now. I've met people for the first time in their lives in their 60s. I've met people for the first time in their lives in their 20s, and we help them all. And if we can relieve that stress, I sat with a couple just this past week, and I told them they're going to be able to retire. They're going to be able to live the way they want. They're going to be able to afford what they want, and they're going to be able to do for their kids ultimately what they want. And she said to me, I've never been able to see that. And it feels she said the relief is huge. And there's not a lot of people that can say that in our country. There's a lot of people that don't that are hand to mouth, that are still check to check. And so to be able to tell people and help people do that, that's what we do. So you never have to worry about it. And it's the summertime and it's time to make that happen.
And that and an Orioles game and whatever your
That's
Ravens
right.
plans are, whatever your beach plans are. I didn't go away. I
And if
think
Gunnar Henderson will lend you a few bucks or Lamar, good job.
or Jackson Holliday at this point
Right,
after the Grand
right,
Slam.
right.
For me this summer there weren't a lot of concerts and they all happened within 10 days and I wanted to do all of them and I got priced out of a couple of them. I
Yeah,
love Pat
sure.
Benatar, but it wasn't a $200 night for each for
Yeah,
us and
right.
a couple of Foo Fighters we didn't have the jam and I didn't get to see Styx, but they're coming back. They're the same night that Lake Street Dive and Bruce Springsteen all the same night and
Wow.
Pearl Jam's the night before. So there's just these flurries of concerts that you can't do them all even if you can afford them all. You don't have the mojo to get in the car and drive to Hershey one
Right.
night, Philly the next night. But I invested in my Ohio experience. And you ever been to a concert at Blossom outside of Cleveland?
I have not.
Leonard, did you ever go to Merriweather in like the
Yeah,
80s when
sure.
we were
Oh yeah,
young?
absolutely. When it
What was
was
your
when it
first
was
Merriweather concert? Give me a
Oh my God.
give me a marker on that. What time frame?
I have to go way back. Did I see Def Leppard there one time?
Probably 88. Yeah,
Yeah,
they played there.
I
They
mean,
played
and
there.
that's not the first. It was before that. It had to be before that. I just
Okay,
didn't
so if
remember.
you remember Leopard in '88,
Yeah,
because they never
sure.
played there after that,
No,
and they never
no.
played again. I mean, they
No,
played
it
there one
was
time. It
I
was on the Pyromania tour, or not
Yeah.
Pyromania. It was on the Hysteria tour. They
Yep.
played one time. I remember it vividly. And then they did the round thing on the Adrenalize tour. And a friend of mine met his longtime girlfriend that night at Merriweather in the parking lot. So it was kind of fun. It was the Columbia Mall parking lot, as I remember it.
There you go.
Hi, Audrey. How are you? So nonetheless, it was Hammond High girls. If you remember Merriweather in that era,
Yeah, sure.
mid-80s, it was before they put any of the flank seating in. They added flank seating
Yep,
at one
yep.
point. It was three sections, one bowl, straight back. It wasn't two sections. It was one long and the lawn. It was just
Yeah, that
one
was it.
thing. Blossom in Cleveland is Merriweather
Back then.
untouched.
How about that?
Untouched. The lawn untouched. It's in the forest. It was made for the symphony. It's really like Akron. It's like North Akron.
Yep.
It's which makes it 40 minutes closer to Baltimore. So like
Right.
going out to see Dolby, I'm like, oh, it's 5 hours, not six. It's only a little bit past Pittsburgh. I'll get there. And I did two nights there. I did the 80 show and then I did the Sammy show. 80 show was maybe 4 or 5,000 people, smallish
Yeah,
gathering.
right.
And then the Sammy thing was off the. It was just lovely. Now people have to leave early because you park on the grass and it's out in the middle of
Right.
nowhere and nobody really lives anywhere near there. So everybody's got to drive an hour to Youngstown,
And there's a guy
Roanoke.
with a hockey mask and
No,
a
actually, there's really nice young kids
chainsaw.
like your son that look like
Right.
they have
Right, of course.
flashlights. All
Of
these young
course.
farm-looking kids that are out there, and it was
Absolutely.
actually a beautiful. It was very Midwestern, and you know what I'm talking about. So it's
Absolutely.
friendly Midwestern,
You got it.
but I went out there and I thought, man, this is like would be like going back to Memorial Stadium. Now I'm nostalgic about stuff.
Sure.
It almost brought a tear to my eye. I walked in there, I'm like, Oh my God,
Beautiful place.
it feels like Meriwether. Like, I feel like I'm at Meriwether, which gave me a little bit extra pep in my step as I saw the Thompson twins and
Oh,
Wang Chung. And
there you go.
I said to
Wang
Bernardo, I'm like,
Chung.
I saw Wang Chung and I saw Thompson twins at Meriwether, and I have the ticket stubs to prove it.
I know you do. You kept them all. You've got them all.
Wang Chung,
Wang
listen,
Chung.
Wang Chung is underrated, as is Men Without Hats.
I
Men
love
Without
Men
Hats, you think
Without
it's just about the
Hats.
safety dance? No,
No,
they
love
had
it.
to live and die in
Love it.
LA. They had some good songs. But Wang Chung, let's go, baby. Let's go, baby.
Absolutely.
So we were rocking. Leonard Raskin, he'll rock your money and doing the baseball and the football and the so the kid's gone to Ireland or
No,
no?
18th.
Okay.
Couple few weeks still.
All right. I like Ireland. I had a good
And then
time in
it's a
Ireland.
year and a half. We'll
I
see.
recommend everything about Ireland except getting stuck in the airport with Aer Lingus trying to get to the rest of Europe. The
Yeah,
only thing
don't
I
do
don't
that.
recommend,
Well,
I
we're
don't
just
recommend
going.
that.
We're going direct. We're going direct.
I don't recommend short layovers in the Ireland because you will be putting a lot of Guinness on your credit card if
Oh,
you're me
there
at
you
least,
go.
and you
There you
will have a
go.
hard time finding even an edible sandwich in the Dublin area. Don't get tell your kid. My advice to him, because he's good with girls and money, and he's got you know, he's even I haven't even better with his politics than him with you. But just tell him, don't get stuck in the Dublin airport.
Don't think it'll
That's all.
happen.
All right, just tell him, don't let it happen. That's all.
A
And he's going there how many years?
year to 18 months. We're not sure exactly yet.
All right. Well, I'm going to talk to the young man, and
Absolutely. You got to do
at
it.
some point, the Dublin airport and Aer
Crack some
Lingus
crabs before
is
we
going to
go,
do him
before he
dirty.
goes.
And when they do him dirty, he's going to text me and say, you warned me about this.
I knew you when. I knew
Take
you when.
extra snacks to the airport when you go to Dublin because there's nothing to eat. I am Nestor. He is Leonard Raskin. We'll tell you more about our European adventure and our our excellent European adventure.
There we
Back for
go.
more right now on Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.